guy, sit down. Sit down.
Good shot.
Nice shot.
In their last week of summer vacation, NFL players will do anything to keep their mind off the upcoming training camp and practices in the 100-degree heat. And for one Viking, nothing lets him get away from the worries more than a day on the course.
You know, I picked it up halfway through my college career at Florida State. I actually had an old girlfriend's father got me into it. And I love it. You know, it's challenging. I'm very competitive. So to get out here with, you know, Kyle Rudolph and I play a lot together, and even Rick Spielman and our trainer, Eric Sugarman, and I play with my brothers a lot. And it's just fun. It's fun to get out. And, you know, obviously I love football, but during the summer when you're not focused on football, it's just good to get away a little bit and get out on the golf course and play.
We're done. In the hole!
Oh. Hit it! Golf is so frustrating, it's unbelievable. And even in practice, if I miss a throw or something, that gets frustrating, but golf is just, gets annoying at times. But I still like it. I probably should quit, but whatever. Get up. It's not good. I think I've hit one good shot all day. I didn't get a warm-up though, so I came straight out here. I worked out this morning, so I'm feeling a little big right now, so not good. Still fun though. There it is. Nice! Yeah. Woo.
Woo. No string for that one.
Oh. Was that 5-under now? Probably my competitive juices in me. You know, I want to win, and I get pretty competitive in anything that I do, so. I don't know, where's that ball? Oh, you just drove right over it. No, never mind, no you didn't. So I would say the competitiveness would be the same.
A competitive fire on the course has brought success for Ponder in the game of golf this summer. But now the Texas native is ready for a breakout season on the football field.
You know, I hate not playing well. I hate disappointing people, especially disappointing myself. And I'm a very big perfectionist, and I always expect the best out of myself. And 2011 was a tough year, and it was a wacky year with the whole lockout and everything. But it was an experience that I'm glad that I had, and something I'm learning from and going to next year. And I think 2012 is going to be a lot different.
He went through a lot last year. He battled, fought hard. You know, he had the whole hip pointer thing and still played. And, you know, he took his bumps and bruises. But having OTAs this year really helps, you know, not only him, but our offense grow to get those extra practices in. So I'm excited to see him play this year.
Ever since I was little, and it was instilled from my dad that, you know, hard work really pays off. And if you want to get better and be the best, you have to work harder than everybody else. And that's something I truly believe in. And I put a lot of time in this offseason to get better. And like I said, I wasn't satisfied with what I did last year at all. And I hate losing. I mean, that's the worst feeling in the world. And I love winning. And that's what drives me. So.
Ponder rolls out to the left. He's going to go deep to Michael Jenkins, wide open. Ponder back to pass, fires right for Rudolph. Caught, touchdown! Fires to Jenkins, caught, touchdown!
Very excited. It's right around the corner, and it's crazy how much we've accomplished this offseason, how fast it's flown by, and I think I'm going to have a lot more fun this year. I mean, I had tons of fun last year, but just being so much more confident and comfortable in my situation and in my surroundings and my team and everything that's going on this season, it's just going to be a lot more fun this year.